Mr. Chairperson, Mrs. Secretary General, Mr. Vice Presidents of the Conference, Chairperson of Commission 1 and 2, Excellencies, Ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen. A successful conference of FAO comes to an end. I want to thank Lememe Rupati, my good friend, for the effective conduction of this conference. I also want to thank the Vice President and the Chairs of the Commissions 1 and 2. Let me also congratulate again the Independent Chairperson of the Council, Ms. Nirgirva, for his re-election, and thank him for the work he put in the past 2 years. He was key in reaching the historic agreement on budget level during the Council last March. My dear Wilfred, I'm delighted we will work 2 more years together. Distinguished delegates, this week the conference confirmed the consensus and gave its unanimous support both to our program of work and to the budget. I thank you all for that. We have come a long way together. Think about it. 4 years ago, we are here, 6 candidates fighting for the position of Director General, and 186 members present. Now, I have run alone as only candidate and been re-elected with 177 votes. I receive only 1 vote against. That's another record. And that reminds me that we still have much to do. I thank you for your trust and continued support. This is really a conference of records. The largest number of countries participating, 191, voting, and all the Pacific Islands members present. As pointed by Ecuador, the highest number of heads of states and government, 16 attended, and 116 ministers, delegates, and even a queen that became special ambassador of nutrition. I also want to thank to all FAO staff involved in this conference. A lot of the work goes into preparing for conference, and most of it happens behind the scenes. I thank the staff's support for this meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, over the past 3 years, we broke the divide between developed and developing countries at FAO. Consensus can sometimes make us start slower, but it provides solid ground to move ahead and allow us to move more rapidly forward. And let me remember that building consensus is a process that does not end, never. Every action builds trust or undermines it. We must be alert to this all the time and not backtrack from consensus that we have already achieved. In many ways, leading a divided organization can be easier than create a unity. But we have made it, and I'm acting upon a clear commitment to move forward together. I have said this since the very beginning, and I will do my utmost to build support and strengthen this consensus as long as you members show that this is the way you want to move forward. Ladies and gentlemen, this week we presented to you concrete results from our regional initiatives and our program of work and budget. The transformation of FAO is tangible. We can see and when we can feel a new FAO. In the air we breathe, in the way we work, in the results that we deliver at headquarters and in our decentralized office. Our next PWB will consolidate our work on the strategic objective and will add emphasis to priority areas like climate change and nutrition. You did your part, and now I will do mine. Implement the PWB. Allow me to remind you that we have an integrated program of work and budget. That means we need voluntary contributions to deliver it. The extra budgetary funding received the last biennial was also a record. I thank you for that. But so far in 2015, they are lower than in the past. I acknowledge the difficult global economic context we are moving on. But at the same time, we cannot risk the program of work this biennium or in the next. Ladies and gentlemen, we have heard many inspiring statements in the last few days. Let me recall some of them. Pope Francis said that our work will not be complete until we end hunger, and that to get there, FAO must continue decentralization to be closer to the people we are here to serve. The Prime Minister of Tunisia said the conference recognized our determination to work together for food security and sustainable development. The President of Mali explained how his country was able to reach the international hunger targets despite conflict. And he stressed the need for political will to fund food security and rural development in the national budget. The Prime Minister of Fiji warned of the threat of climate change and of how powerless the Pacific Islands are because it is not their action that causes sea level to rise. The President of Argentina emphasized that poverty was the main cause of hunger today and not insufficient production. Argentina, that is one of the biggest cereal producers of the world. The Prime Minister of Ethiopia reminded us that drought does not need to spell famine. In an inspiring story of how his country is overcoming hunger, the Queen of Spain spoke of the need for collective action to tackle all forms of malnutrition, from hunger to obesity. The President of Italy said that hunger triggers violence and war, and that fighting hunger is a valuable step towards peace. I have much more to quote that was said, but I will not do it due to our restriction of time. The statements identify successful strategy to promote food security, adequate nutrition, and sustainable development. They will be all available for you in our website. Allow me to point out that our program of work and budget reflect the issues that were raised. If FAO's main mission is to end hunger and malnutrition, then FAO needs to offer holistic support to support sustainable production and management of the natural resource. FAO needs to be able to offer support in social protection to reduce rural poverty. FAO needs to improve access to market by family farmers, and we need to help build resilience. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take this opportunity to lay out some of the next actions that are planned to improve the system of FAO to member countries. First, we will continue to strengthen decentralization. This conference has approved an independent review of geographic coverage and decentralized office. I welcome this decision. You will receive a concrete proposal to move forward at December Council section. We will build on our current efforts, extending the range of our action to include now sub-regional office. They will be reinforced to improve our support in regions such as West Africa, Central Asia, Pacific Island, and the Caribbean. And I want to assure you that we will continue to do this without weakening the technical and normative capacity in the headquarters. This is not magic. It is a result of streamlining administrative procedures, of cutting red tape so that we can do more and better with less. Second, we will also continue with our efforts to support South-South cooperation, especially by middle-income countries. We spoke earlier today of the example of Mexico in Central America. There are many others. Our proposal is to open liaison office and partnership office, or strengthen this function in existing representation in middle-income countries. We have already done this in Argentina, an agreement we signed this week, as well as in Azerbaijan, Equatorial Guinea, and Kazakhstan. And we are currently in negotiations to strengthen the partnership function with Cameroon, Indonesia, Kuwait, Malaysia, Nigeria, South Africa, and the Republic of Korea. And I will sign the liaison office agreement with Russia at the end of this month. Third, based on the lessons learned in the current biennium, we will make adjustment to allow our internal structure to better deliver our strategic objectives. Strategic objective coordinators will dedicate full time and attention to the delivery of the strategic objectives. They will no more be involved on bureaucratic issues. Fourth, we will continue to consolidate our human resource policies. This includes improving FAO staff recruitment process, enhancing performance evaluation, and implementing the staff mobility policy. Human resource issues will continue the subject of consultation with the staff representative bodies. This needs to be a dialogue without threat of protests and with a clear understanding that we will not compromise our program of work. Ladies and gentlemen, FAO is the spiritual home of the right to food. But we need to be much more than that. As Mahatma Gandhi said, for hungry, God can only exist as bread. FAO was created to help people have bread. Fiat panis. Through productive support, through social protection, through building resilience, and always by working with partners close to the governments and to the hungry people. The ambassador of France shared with us this week a dream that he has when he walks into FAO. To be here in 2030, when the FAO Director General will announce that we have kept our commitment to the world to eradicate hunger as part of the Sustainable Development Goal number 2. We have given and heard many declarations at this conference about that. We must now transform our commitment into action. Do more, do better, and do faster, because hungry people cannot wait. I look forward to working with you for the next 4 years. Thank you for your support.